Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Vernon County Sheriff's Department continues to search for a suspect who fled from Viroqua Police Department officers on Friday following a high-speed chase. Nathan Randall Gossman of Canton, Minnesota, led Viroqua officers on a high-speed pursuit, which continued until the suspect vehicle left the roadway near Retreat. Saturday morning, deputies were investigating the theft of a dump truck at the town of Wheatland in Red Mound, rural DeSoto, which linked Nathan Gossman to the theft. Sheriff Roy Torgerson has announced that the stolen truck has been located in Rochester, Minnesota. However, Nathan Gossman is still at large. If you have any information concerning this case, call the Vernon County Sheriff's Office at 608-637-2123. A motorcycle crash resulted in serious injuries to the operator. Saturday afternoon at approximately 2:05, the Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of a one-vehicle crash involving a motorcycle on State Highway 133 north of Dogtail Road in the town of Potosi. When the deputy arrived, he learned Jet James Johnson, 21 of Madison, was traveling south on State Highway 133 when he failed to negotiate a curve in the road and struck a guardrail. Johnson was wearing protective gear, but sustained serious injuries in the crash. Potosi Fire and Potosi EMS responded to the scene and requested assistance from UW MedFlight. Potosi Fire secured a landing zone near the scene, and Johnson was transported by Potosi EMS to the helicopter, where he was flown to UW Hospital in Madison for treatment of his injuries. The American Red Cross responds to over 65,000 disasters each year that impact communities across the country. To ensure no one faces an emergency alone, the American Red Cross of Wisconsin is looking for new volunteers to step up and make a difference. While volunteers of all types are needed, the most critical need is for disaster action team volunteers. Disaster Action Team volunteers are trained responders who offer immediate relief shelter and compassion after home fires, floods, and other local and national emergencies. Now with a hurricane headed towards the Gulf, floods sweeping the Midwest, and wildfires threatening the West, the Red Cross needs more people. Whether you're a student needing volunteer hours, a professional looking to give back, or a retiree with life experience to share, the Red Cross has a role for you. No previous experience is necessary. Opportunities range from short-term disaster assignments to long-term leadership roles. The Red Cross also offers a variety of opportunities for individuals who would like to support disaster relief operations across the country. Volunteers are needed to deploy to help communities in need after a disaster strikes. Whether you're delivering health services, supporting a shelter, or distributing relief supplies, your presence brings comfort to people in need. Getting started is easy and simple. Once your application is reviewed, your local Red Cross chapter will reach out to guide you through the next steps. The Red Cross provides all the tools, training, and support. Training is available online. Visit redcross.org/local/wisconsin/volunteer.html to learn more and start your application. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and the Wisconsin Chimney Swift Working Group are seeking volunteers to participate in Swift Night Out to count chimney swifts between mid-August and early September. Monitoring chimney swift populations helps identify important roost sites and finds ways to protect them. Chimney swifts, a unique bird species that nest and roost in chimneys, are beginning to migrate south all the way to the Amazon starting in mid-August. Once dependent on cavities and standing dead trees, swifts now rely on manufactured structures like chimneys for nesting and roosting. This transition to chimneys began as forests were cleared and standing dead trees removed. Fewer structures now have usable chimneys, which could be a driving factor in the species' decline. According to the latest North American Breeding Bird Survey, the chimney swift population has declined by 72% in the past 50 years. During migration, chimney swifts become communal. They often gather at dusk in great numbers, occasionally in the thousands. Swifts have slender bodies with long curved wings and short stubby tails. They look like a flying cigar or boomerang. They fly rapidly with nearly constant wing beats, often twisting from side to side. They also give a distinctive high-pitched chittering call while in flight. They are the only birds that will drop into chimneys to roost for the night. Bats may use chimneys to roost during the day, but exit in the evening. To count chimney swifts in southern Wisconsin in early September, look for tall, uncapped brick chimneys. Watch for swifts swooping and circling near a chimney to determine if they might roost there. Observe the birds entering the chimney about 20 minutes before sunset until 10 minutes after the last swift enters the chimney. Stay in one location. Even if you do not see the swifts right away, they may come to your sight later. If you have zero swifts entering your chimney, please record this. This is still valuable information. Count or estimate the number of swifts as they enter the chimney. It's useful to count in groups of 5 or 10 when they enter quickly in large numbers. A handheld clicker counter can also be helpful. Enter your data on eBird with a free eBird account by following the instructions. Data sharing is a critical piece of this activity to allow swift conservationists to access your count data. Learn more about chimney swift biology, migration, and conservation needs during a free online presentation, Mighty Migrations, the Chimney Swift, at 7 o'clock Tuesday night, August 19th. For more information on chimney swift identification, how to protect them, or find a Swift Night Out event near you, visit the Wisconsin Chimney Swift Working Group website. The Mineral Point Library Archives, a community cornerstone dedicated to preserving local history for over 45 years, has been named the recipient of the Wisconsin Historical Society Governor's Award for Archival Achievement. The award will be presented to archivist Chan Thomas by Abby Norderhaug, Deputy Director of Collections and State Archivist at the Wisconsin Historical Society. The public ceremony will be held at Mineral Point Library Park Wednesday afternoon at 1. Free tours of the archives will follow the ceremony. This prestigious recognition celebrates a transformational four-year effort led by Thomas to bring the MPLA to national archival standards, ensuring the long-term preservation and accessibility of Mineral Point's rich and diverse historical record. The MPLA preserves and tells the stories of Mineral Point through 135 collections encompassing over 10,000 photographs, 225 maps, architectural drawings, oral histories, diaries, and family papers. The archives began in 1964 with a donation of 136 personal letters between President Woodrow Wilson and two Mineral Point brothers, David Benton Jones and Thomas Davis Jones. Classmates and confidants from the Princeton class of 1879. A second foundational gift arrived in 1980 from Bob Neal, local preservationist and co-founder of Pendarvis Historic Site, whose collection included maps, photographs, papers, and volumes on regional history. Over the decades, the holdings grew steadily with subsequent acquisitions, including the Allen Ludden papers, the Civil War letters and diaries of Sidney Shepherd, the Women's Club records, the Iowa County Fair records, the Dr. Lawrence Graber papers, the early family papers, and numerous smaller collections, diaries, oral histories, maps, and architectural plans. The MPLA also became the repository for records of permanent value of the city of Mineral Point. With 97 works by 51 local artists, this visual archive celebrates Mineral Point's long-standing role as an arts colony and cultural hub. The collection has become the Museum of Mineral Point Art within the library, dedicated to honoring the town's artistic legacy. Today, the archives are open 12 public hours per week, 52 weeks a year, totaling over 600 staffed hours annually, an effort that is effectively doubled thanks to the dedication of a skilled team of volunteers. All are welcome to celebrate this achievement Wednesday at 1 at Mineral Point Library Park. The event is free and open to the public. All are welcome. Today's winners of $50 each in the Walk with Grace calendar raffle are Jelvana Myers of Muscadet on ticket number 1998 and Cheryl Delventhal of Avoca on ticket number 2402.